previously on the Vampire Diaries.
For over a century, I have lived in secret. Until now, I know the risk, but I have to know her.
What are you?
I'm a vampire.
You told me about your ex, Catherine.
You must be Elena. How do we look exactly alike?
The Lockwoods are werewolves.
Tell me what triggers the curse!
You have to kill somebody!
Paralyzed from the waist down. And dead.
That fails. I can't.
Heather, what's happening?
Get away! Get away!
What's happening? We were stupid, sneaking around, thinking that we weren't gonna get caught. But it's over. You need me. Elena's in danger. She's a doppelganger. She needs to be protected.
Then I'll protect her.
Please, Damon.
The tomb door shuts. A masked man grabs Elena and drags her away. Day, a black SUV pulls into a quiet lay-by on a country road and parks alongside a black Taurus car. A curly-haired man gets out of the Taurus. The crumpled mask lies discarded on the passenger seat. He steps up to the window of the SUV. In a cap and sunglasses, the driver lowers the window.
Where is she?
In the trunk. I did exactly what you said.
Good. Put her in the back.
He opens up the boot of the car and takes the unconscious Elena's blood-stained body out. He lays her down in the open back of the SUV. He shuts the SUV's boot and heads for the driver's window.
Thank you for your help.
Is there anything else?
One more thing. Come closer, please.
He steps closer. The window lowers fully.
Closer.
The driver bares his fangs and bites the man's neck, sinking his teeth in and shaking the man violently against the side of the car. The man drops to the ground, dead. The driver wipes his blood-stained jaw and calmly raises the window, then drives away. A thin red line winds around the program's opening caption, The Vampire Diaries. At home, Jeremy checks his hair in the bathroom mirror.
Yo, Elena!
He double takes at the door to Elena's room, then opens it up. There's nobody there. The bed is made. He looks a bit confused. Damon is at Caroline's house.
So Sarah attacks Tyler, and he pushed her away, and she tripped, and she fell, and she hit her head.
Does Matt remember anything?
He thinks he blacked out. But I think they were both compelled by Catherine. And that's why I covered for Tyler and said it was an accident.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Guy's a tool.
Well, duh. Tyler getting blamed for Sarah's death just opens up questions that he can't answer. I mean, do you really think it's a good idea for him to tell his mom he's a werewolf?
Well, no.
And that werewolf road leads straight to Vampire Boulevard. I thought I was thinking fast on my feet.
Where's your mom?
Leading the search party for Amy Bradley. They haven't found her body yet.
Oh, teens today and their underage drinking.
Tragic.
Wait, did you see Tyler's eyes turn yellow?
They're more gold with amber highlights.
Oh.
Can he turn into a wolf now?
Only on a full moon. Now he has increased strength and who knows what else.
I wonder how much Mason told him. Does he know about us? Hey, what'd you tell him?
Nothing, really. I don't think he knows much of anything. He seemed really freaked out and honestly, felt kind of bad for him.
He's gotta know something.
All right, I'll ask him.
No, you won't, Caroline. He cannot know about us. A bite from a werewolf can kill a vampire, so don't be his friend. Do you understand me?
I understand. I'm late for school.
Right. If you want to drop the hint to your mom that Amy's body's at the bottom of a ravine with a cracked spine, might save your mom some time.
Damon opens up the front door and smiles sweetly as he holds it open for Caroline. She heads out. With a furrowed brow, Tyler heads along the main corridor at school. He passes a notice board covered in posters showing the missing girl, Amy. He walks on.
Oh, that's great, man.
That's what I told
He turns a corner and spots Sarah's locker. Other students have put flowers and soft toys around it. There's a homemade heart-shaped poster with We Miss You, Sarah written on it. A jock passes by bumping into Tyler. He spins round, then controls his anger and hurries to his locker. The lock mechanism comes off in his hand. He stares at it. At Stefan's locker.
Hey, Jeremy.
Look, Elena's gotta let me know if I'm supposed to cover for her. I mean, Jen is cool with the two of you, but you guys are pushing it.
What are you talking about?
You and Elena, look, I'm glad you guys are back together, but if she's gonna sleep over,
Hold on a minute. We're not back together.
Wait, she didn't stay at your place last night?
No, I mean, I saw her at the party, but that was it. She didn't sleep over.
Because her bed hadn't been slept in, and Mrs. Lockwood said that her car was still in the driveway. Where is she, then?
Stefan frowns. The sun shines through a thick canopy of trees around a rundown mansion. The black SUV roars up the curving driveway. Inside, the paint peels off the walls. The windows are covered with old newspaper and cardboard. The driver carries Elena past a battered staircase in the hallway. The driver dumps Elena on a sofa in the front room. Her hands and legs are tied with rope. He takes off his cap and shades, then his jacket, and sits down to untie Elena's ankles. She wakes up.
What do you want? Please, I'm hurt.
I know. Just a taste.
No!
Trevor!
Control yourself.
He was trying to drink from the wound on her arm.
Buzzkill?
He walks out.
What do you want with me?
My God, you look just like a...
But I'm not. Please, whatever you...
Be quiet.
But I'm not Catherine. My name is Elena Gilbert. You don't have to do this.
I know who you are. I said be quiet.
What do you want?
The gorgeous woman slaps her.
I want you to be quiet.
Elena lies out cold on the sofa. Stefan and Damon are in town.
This says Catherine written all over it.
Catherine's in the tomb. Trust me, I'm the one that shut her in.
Did you?
Did I what, Stefan?
Well, I know the hold that Catherine has on you.
She's in the tomb, period. End of story. She did say something to me right before I shut her in. I thought she was lying.
What did she say?
Elena's in danger.
What, and you didn't think you should ask her to elaborate?
But everything she says is a lie. How am I supposed to know she's going to start spouting out the truth?
We have to go talk to her.
No. Let me tell you how that's going to go. We're going to go ask her for help. She's going to negotiate a release, which we're going to be dumb enough to give her, and then she's going to get out and kill us. It's exactly what she wants.
I don't really care.
It's a bad idea, Stefan.
It's Elena.
Stefan hurries off. At school, Caroline steps into the main corridor and spots the flowers by Sarah's locker. She shuts her eyes. Tyler hurries up behind her.
Caroline.
Hey, how are you doing?
Not good.
How's your mom? My mom said that she was pretty freaked out about everything that happened with Sarah.
How did you know?
What do you mean?
About me. How did you know?
Know what? That you were upset? I thought I was doing a good thing by covering for you.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Look, it was an accident, okay? And I've got to run, just... Please don't blame yourself.
At the mansion.
How's it go?
Still passed out.
You didn't touch her, did you?
Give me some credit. So you called him?
No, I called one of his contacts. You know how this works.
Look, did you or did you not get the message to Elijah?
They say he got it.
Wonderful, and what?
So that's it, Trevor. He either got it or he didn't. We just have to wait.
Look, it's not too late. We can leave her here. We don't have to go through with this.
I'm sick of running.
Yeah? Well, running keeps us from dying.
Elijah's old school. If he accepts our deal, we're free. You!
Elena was eavesdropping.
There's nothing around here for miles. If you think you're getting out of this house, you're tragically wrong, understand?
Who's Elijah?
He's your worst nightmare.
In the canteen at school.
I can't undo the tomb spell, Stefan, even if I wanted to. It took both me and my grams to do it the first time.
All right, but I can open the door, though, right? I can talk to her?
Yeah, but Damon's right. She's not going to tell you anything. Not without something in return.
I know, but Bonnie, I have to do something. I have no idea who has Elena. I have no idea where she is.
What if there was another way to find her?
In a classroom with Jeremy.
How does this work?
I'll use your blood to draw the energy for the tracking spell. Your blood related, and I'll make the connection stronger.
All right, Alaric said we gotta clear out of here within 10 minutes. I got weapons, he stocked me up.
Are you ready?
She cuts Jeremy's palm with a penknife. Stefan stands by as Jeremy drips spots of his blood onto a map which shows Mystic Falls and the surrounding area. Bonnie shuts her eyes and grits her teeth. The drops of blood congeal. As Jeremy squeezes a cloth in his hand, the blood moves across the map, leaving a red trail in its wake. Bonnie opens her eyes. The blood stops in the space between Eden and Reedsville on the map.
There. She's there.
That's 300 miles away.
No, Bonnie, we need a more exact location than that.
That's as close as I can get.
We can map it. Aerial view, it'll show us what's around there. Help us narrow down the area.
Perfect. Call me with whatever you find.
No, I'm coming with you.
No, Jeremy, you're not.
No, I'm not gonna just sit here. What if she's hurt, okay? Or worse, what if she's...
She's not. You two go back to your house just in case. I'm gonna call you the minute I find
her. Well, you can't do this alone.
He's not. Let's go.
You coming with me?
It's Elena.
Damon leads the way out the door. Tyler leaps high to score a basket.
Dude, what the hell was that?
Where did that come from?
How'd you do that? Hey, Tyler, where you going?
Come on, man.
Dude, where you going? Middle of the game. All right, let's go.
Hey, are you okay?
You lied to me earlier. Why?
Look, Tyler, I think that you misunderstood me at the party. I get it. It was very traumatic.
You're lying.
Nope, but I'm late.
Hey!
Behind the parked school bus, Tyler grabs Caroline's wrist. She twists his arm and pushes him to the ground. He scrambles to his feet.
How did you? You're stronger than me?
Please, that was nothing.
Listen, if you know something, you gotta tell me. Because I can't handle this.
I'm sorry, Tyler, but I think that you're still in shock over Sarah dying. And it's understandable.
He steps up close to her, gives her a hard stare, then heads off. He kicks a bin as he goes. He's surprised the bin flew such a long distance, hitting a car. Caroline watches him with a furrowed brow. On the road, Damon's at the wheel.
Well, Lark sure likes his weapons.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, it's a Vervain bomber grenade launcher or something like that.
Weird.
Hey, how much further is it?
About 80 miles.
What do you think took her?
Someone from Catherine's past. She said she was running from someone. They got the wrong girl.
Thank you for helping me.
Can we not do the whole road trip bonding thing? The cliche of it all makes me itch.
Oh, come on, Damon. Both know that you being in this car has absolutely nothing to do with me anyway.
The elephant in the room lets out a mighty roar.
Well, it doesn't have to be an elephant. Well, let's talk about it.
To talk about.
That's not true. Sure there is. Just get it out. I mean, are you in this car because you want to help your little brother save the girl that he loves, or is it because you love her too? I mean, come on, express yourself. I happen to like road trip bonding.
Keep it up, Stefan. I can step out of helping as easily as I stepped in.
Nope. See, that's the beauty of it. You can't.
Damon gives Stefan a withering look. Stefan flashes his eyebrows. In his bedroom at home, Jeremy scans through his phone.
Lark just left with Jenna.
He's getting her out of the house for a while so she doesn't ask questions about Elena. Look, I pulled this up based on that spot on the map. There's nothing for miles except for this old house.
Did you send it to Stefan?
Yeah.
He puts the phone down.
I hate sitting here waiting like this.
She's gonna be fine.
You don't know that.
Oh, I don't.
They share a look. Bonnie shakes her head, then jumps up and takes a big weathered-looking book out of her handbag.
What are you doing?
There's something else I want to try.
I don't get it.
I need a candle. Grab Elena's hairbrush.
Okay, yeah.
She tears a page out of a smaller notebook and writes on it. Jeremy gets a candle and Elena's hairbrush out of the bathroom and takes them back into Bonnie, who sits on the edge of his bed.
What's all this stuff for?
I know it's crazy, but I might be able to get her a message.
He sits on the other side of the bed as she screws up the bit of paper and holds it in her palm over the lit candle. She shuts her eyes and mumbles to herself as Jeremy looks on with a confused frown.
Bonnie? 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 What?
Her nose bleeds, the paper burns up, she faints on the bed.
Bonnie! Bonnie! Bonnie!
At the mansion.
Why am I here? Keep asking me these questions like I'm gonna answer them. Why won't you? That's another one. You got me. Okay, it's not like I can go anywhere. The least you can do is tell me what you want with me.
I personally want nothing. I'm just a delivery service.
Delivery to who? Elijah?
2 points to the eavesdropper.
Who is he? Is he a vampire?
He's one of the vampires, the originals.
What do you mean, the originals?
Again, with the questions. Haven't the Salvators been teaching you vampire history?
So you know Stefan and Damon?
I know of them. 100 years back, a friend of mine tried to set me up with Stefan. She said he was one of the good ones. More of a sucker for the bad boys, though, but I digress.
Who are the originals?
The brunette woman, Rose Marie, turns around to face her.
Trevor and I have been running for 500 years. We're tired. We want it over. We're using you to negotiate ourselves out of an old mess.
But why me?
Because you're a Petrova doppelganger. You're the key to breaking the curse.
Curse? The Sun and the Moon curse?
You do know your history.
What do you mean I'm the key? The Moonstone is what breaks the curse.
No. The Moonstone is what binds the curse. Sacrifice is what breaks it.
Sacrifice?
The blood of the doppelganger. You're the doppelganger. Which means, in order to break the curse, you're the one that has to die.
Caroline arrives home and stops in the hallway, frowning.
Mom?
She puts down her bag and keys and scans from side to side. Her eyes rove. She shuts them. Tyler creeps up behind her. She opens her eyes and spins around.
What are you doing here?
I know.
Breaking and entering the sheriff's house? That move will win you an award.
Go ahead. Keep dodging.
Keep changing the subject. But I know.
You're just like me, aren't you?
No.
Keep it up, but I'm not buying it. I saw how strong you were. I'm not leaving here until you tell me the truth.
Tyler?
You're a werewolf. Say it.
What?
Stop lying!
I'm not lying!
Just silence!
He hits the wall, a picture falls off. She grabs him and bares her fangs, then throws him down on the floor. He scrambles back on his haunches.
I'm not a werewolf, okay?
He stares at her, dumbfounded. At the mansion.
Tell me more.
Captivity's made her pushy, eh? What do you want to know, Doppelicious?
Who are you running from?
The originals.
Yeah, she said that. What does that mean?
The first family. The old world. Rose and I pissed them off.
Mm-mm.
Correction. I pissed them off. Rose had my back, and for over half a millennium, they wanted us dead.
What did you do?
You made the same mistake countless others did. You trusted Katerina Petrova.
Catherine?
The one and only. The first Petrova doppelganger.
I helped her escape her fate. And now we've been marked ever since.
Which is why we're not going to make the same mistake again.
They walk away from Elena. In his bedroom, Jeremy brings Bonnie a glass of water.
You can drink this.
Thanks.
Oh. What happened? You scared the hell out of me.
It's nothing.
No, it wasn't nothing, Bonnie.
I've been doing a lot of magic lately. It wears me down.
When I'm worn down, I take a nap. You were unconscious.
Witchcraft has its limits. If I push too hard, it pushes back.
How do you know all this?
It's all in here. It's like a reminder that I'm not invincible. Please, don't tell anyone.
Why not?
Because it's a weakness, and I don't want certain people to know that.
Well, certain people, you mean Damon?
I mean anyone that can hurt me.
I won't tell anyone, okay? I promise.
Jeremy looks at her sincerely, and she nods.
It's hard, you know. Grams is gone, and my dad, he doesn't want to know about what I am. He hasn't since my mom left. I'm all alone in this.
That's how I feel a lot of the time. Alone.
They share a sad look. Then he looks down.
You think that worked?
I have no idea.
At the mansion, her pink top still stained on the arm with blood, Elena sits down on the sofa in the front room. She finds a piece of paper under her foot and unfolds it. There's a message in Bonnie's handwriting. Stefan and Damon are coming for you. B. Her eyes roll, then she screws up the piece of paper. In Damon's car.
Getting close. Jeremy said there's an access road just past mile marker 6.
Stefan watches with a frown as Damon sips from a blood bag.
You want some, just ask.
I want some.
Oh, it's so sweet. I'm gonna be all big and strong, save your girl. Oh, don't worry, I've got your back, I'll be fine.
Not joking. I've been drinking a little every day. I've been slowly increasing my intake and building up my strength.
Damon hands it over.
Elena, know you're drinking blood?
Stefan gives Damon the blood bag.
I've been drinking hers.
How romantic. Since we're road trip bonding, remember the days when all you lived for was blood? You were the guy that would rip someone apart just for the fun of it.
You mean when I was more like you?
Yes, Stefan, exactly. Back when you put blood into me so I could be a big bad vampire. What if Lane would be so quick to open her veins to that guy? Oh wait, what happened to that guy? He was a hoot.
Guess he found something else to live for.
Damon looks over disdainfully. At the mansion, Rose grabs a bag off the sofa where Elena sits with her legs on the seat. Trevor hurries in.
He's here. This was a mistake.
No, I told you I would get us out of this. You have to trust me.
No! He wants me dead, Rose!
He wants her more.
I can't do this. You give her to him, he'll have mercy on you, but I need to get out of here.
Hey! What are we?
We're family. Forever.
You're scared. Stay here with her. And don't make a sound.
She hurries up the stairs leading from the sunken room. In the hallway, the front door swings slowly open. Silhouetted against the bright daylight, a 30-something man with a chiseled jaw stands in the doorway.
Rosemary, is there somewhere we can talk?
Yes, in here. Yeah, I have to forgive the house.
Oh, no, it's a little dirt. I completely understand. So tell me, what is it that gives you the courage to call me?
I wanted my freedom. I'm tired of running. Are you in a position to grant me that?
I have complete authority to grant pardon to you and your little pet. What is his name these days? Trevor. If I so see fit.
Katerina Petrova?
The man, Elijah, glowers darkly.
I'm listening.
She didn't burn in the church in 1864.
He sits in an armchair.
Continue.
She survived.
Where is she?
You don't seem surprised by this.
Oh, when you called and invited me into this armpit of civilization, which is a mere 3 hours from the
town we know as Mystic Falls, I surmised it had everything to do with Catalina. Do you have her in your possession?
No, but I have better. I have a doppelganger.
That's impossible. Her family line ended with her, I know that for a fact.
And the facts are wrong.
Well, show her to me.
Elijah, you're a man of honor. You're to be trusted. But I won't hear you say it again.
You have my word that I will pardon you.
Follow me.
She took a long look at the reptilian-featured Elijah before walking away. He gets up and follows her across the room. They head into a corridor. Chandeliers burn brightly overhead. They enter the front room, where Rose stands aside and watches Elijah as he spots Elena standing by the sofa. She frowns fearfully. He stares levelly, then speeds towards her. She steps back, trembling as he leans towards her lips. It seems as if he's about to kiss her. Then he lowers his nose to her neck and inhales. He straightens.
Human. It's impossible. Hello there.
Outside in the woods, Stefan and Damon climb out of the car.
How should we just be on those trees? Wait, now I've got a little more experience than you do with this sort of thing.
So which point?
My point is whoever has Elena is probably who was after Catherine in 1864 and before that.
And?
And it puts them at 500 years old and strong? You sure you want to do this?
Yeah, I'm certain I want to do it.
Because we go in that house, you may not come back out.
All right, then I won't come out.
So noble, Stefan.
I can't think of a better reason to die. But if you want to stay here, I'll totally understand.
Stefan heads off with Alaric's bag. In the mansion, Elijah stands face to face with Elena.
Oh, we have a long journey ahead of us. We should be going.
Please, don't let him take me.
One last piece of business, and we're done.
He turns to Trevor.
I've waited so long for this day, Elijah.
Truly.
Very sorry.
Oh, no, your apology is not necessary.
Yes. Yes, it is. You trusted me with Katerina, and I failed you.
Oh, yes, you are the guilty one. Rose aided you because she was loyal to you. That I honor.
Where was your loyalty? I beg your forgiveness.
So granted.
Decapitated, Trevor falls to the floor.
You!
Don't,
Rose. Now that you're free. Come.
What about the Moonstone?
What do you know about the Moonstone?
I know that you need it, and I know where it is.
Yes.
I can help you get it.
Tell me where it is.
It doesn't work that way.
Are you negotiating with me?
It's the first I've heard of it.
Elijah looks levelly at Elena, then rips off her necklace and throws it away across the room.
What is this vervain doing around you?
He grabs her hair.
Tell me where the Moonstone is.
In the tomb underneath the church ruins.
What is it doing there?
It's with Catherine.
Interesting. What is that?
I don't know.
Who else is in this house?
I don't know.
He marches her towards the stairs.
Moose!
Elijah heads into the hallway where someone zooms around behind him. He shoves Elena over towards Rose.
Rose?
I don't know who it is.
They zoom past again.
Up here.
Elijah zips up the grand main staircase.
Down here.
They scan the hallway furtively. A small wooden stake skewers Elijah's hand. He looks down at it disdainfully. His mouth twitches as he pulls the stake out and throws it over the banister.
Excuse me. To whom it may concern, you're making a great mistake if you think that you can beat me. You can't. You hear that? I repeat, you cannot beat me. So I want the girl.
On the count of three, our heads will roll.
He breaks a hat stand in half. Hiding Stefan hushes Elena. Damon hushes Rose.
Do we understand each other?
I'll come with you. Just please don't hurt my friends. They just wanted to help me out.
She's at the top of the stairs. He speeds up them.
What game are you playing with me?
She unclips a grenade and throws it at his head. It explodes and he grips his face. Elena stumbles backwards. Elijah looks up, his face covered in burns. As he stands and walks towards her, the burns heal. Stefan runs down the stairs from the floor above and fires crossbow bolts into Elijah's body. He keeps coming. Stefan bundles him down the stairs. As Elijah rises unharmed, he prepares to strike. Then Damon lurches forward and skewers Elijah with the hat stand. Against the door, Elijah turns grey. His head lolls. Rose gawps at Damon. Then she speeds away.
Just let her go.
As Elena hurries down the stairs, Damon breaks into a smile. She hugs Stefan as he rises.
Hey, come here, you hurt? You okay?
Damon watches them embrace. Over Stefan's shoulder, Elena mouths, "Thank you." Damon mouths, "You're welcome," and smiles. Elena looks him in the eye, then closes hers and leans closer to Stefan. Home, Jeremy sits up on his bed as Bonnie lies asleep next to him.
Look outside, it's already light and the stars.
She staggers up the stairs. They hurry out onto the landing.
Things were said,
words that Bonnie hugs her.
You okay?
It's so hard to I'm okay.
She smiles.
I'm okay.
To Bonnie.
I got your message.
Bonnie hugs her even tighter, then steps back. Jeremy throws his arms around Elena. He holds her close to him and kisses her hair. At the Salvatore mansion, Damon pours a big measure of whiskey in the dimly lit living room. Stefan comes in.
Where's Elena?
She's home.
And you're here, why?
Because she wanted to be with Jeremy.
Yeah.
Thanks. Listen, what Rose told Elena about the curse.
I know. We'll keep her safe.
You know the only way we're going to be able to do that is if we're not fighting each other. We let Catherine come between us. We let that happen with Elena. We're not going to be able to protect her.
Yes, Stefan. Heard it all before.
Hey.
What?
I'm sorry.
About what?
For being the guy who made you turn 145 years ago.
Enough, Steph. It's late. No need to rehash that.
Well, you know what? I've never said it out loud. I guess I just need to say it and you need to hear it. I'm sorry. What I did was selfish. I didn't want to be alone.
Damon turns to face him.
Guess I just knew my brother.
Stefan nods curtly and heads out of the room. Caroline brings Tyler a drink in her living room.
You know, this sounds crazy, but alcohol helps. Or at least it helps me. You know, with all that inside jittery stuff.
I'm hot. It's like my skin is on fire.
Really? I never had any of that. Guess wolves are different. At the beginning, I was very, very emotional. Everything was heightened.
I have that.
He looks down, frowning.
How can you be a vampire?
How can you be a werewolf?
He stands up and paces.
Who else is like you?
Me. It's a really long story. We can share another time. How many other werewolves are there?
Just me. And my Uncle Mason, but he left town.
Look, Tyler, you can't tell anyone. Okay, not about you, not about me. No one will understand.
I know.
I want to tell you about my mom and yours and the founding families and the council, but I need you to promise me no one will find out about us. This is life and death, Tyler.
I have no one else to tell. I'm sorry about earlier. It's just, I'm alone with this. It's gonna happen to me. On the next full moon, I'm gonna turn, and I won't be able to stop it. I'm scared.
Tyler, no, it's...
They embrace, both with confused frowns on their faces. At the Salvatore mansion, Stefan wanders into the living room and picks up the two whiskey tumblers from earlier. He scans around as someone whips past. He grabs a steak from a box nearby.
Who's there?
Rose steps into the doorway.
I'm not here to hurt you.
Why are you here?
Lexi once told me that you're one of the good ones.
You knew Lexi?
Trevor was my best friend. For 500 years, I have lived with one person. And he's gone. And I don't want to run anymore because I don't have anywhere else to run to.
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't help you.
I don't need your help. But I think you need mine. Elijah may be dead, but this isn't over.
What do you mean it's not over?
It isn't over. The originals. They'll come for her. They have to. They're doing it for him.
For who?
Klaus.
In the bathroom at home, Elena wears a blue vest top. She heads into her room. Damon's there. I saw you fell
asleep while you were cute PJs.
I'm tired, Damon.
He heads over with her necklace.
Right, this?
I thought that was gone. Thank you.
He withdraws it quickly.
Please give it back.
I just have to say something.
Why do you have to say it with my necklace?
Because what I'm about to say is probably the most selfish thing I've ever said in my life.
Damon, don't go there.
No, I just have to say it once. You just need to hear it.
Standing close, he looks into her eyes.
I love you, Elena. And it's because I love you that I can't be selfish with you. Why you can't know this? I don't deserve you. But my brother does.
He makes to kiss her. She falters but leans forward. He kisses her gently on the forehead, then pulls away and reaches up to softly stroke her hair.
God, I wish you didn't have to forget this.
A tear falls from his eye.
But you do.
She blinks and he's gone. The window stands open. The net curtain billows in the breeze. Elena frowns. She finds her necklace hanging round her neck. She scans around, frowns again, then sits on the edge of her bed, fingering the necklace. At the darkened mansion in the woods, Elijah is still skewered to the door by the broken hat stand. He looks up sharply. The mottled grey complexion fades from his skin and he scans the hallway darkly. He pulls the hat stand out of his chest and drops it on the floor by his feet. ITFC audio description.
Viewers may like to know that the Vampire Diaries soundtrack is now available from all good stockists.